Feeding Southwest Virginia President and CEO Pamela Irvine says a recent $513,000 supplemental food shipment through TFAP, the Department of Agriculture's Temporary Emergency Food Assistance Program, has been paused by the federal government as various players look for waste and fraud. As for future assistance with keeping its warehouses and pantries stocked,
we've not been told that we will not continue to see our other USDA product coming through our system. And so we hope they don't make additional decisions based on pausing that. We know since they did do a continuing resolution, the budget's at the same amount it was last year. Hopefully receive the same amount of product that we received last year, but we will see.
Irvine also made a trip to Washington recently, meeting with members of Congress and staffers who represent this region and the Commonwealth.
We shared that we couldn't afford to lose any funding through USDA, that our inventory at Feeding Southwest Virginia, it was 31% of our inventory since we're still seeing a decrease in donated food. And we don't have enough money to buy food, you know, millions of dollars of food to be able to provide to our agencies.
Irvine has said previously that a spike in food prices post-pandemic has already made it more challenging to keep shelves stocked at the Salem-based food bank and at the pantries being supplied in its service region. Gene Moreno, WFIR News.